James Woods calls out Anthony Fauci. What did he know? When did he know it? By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2021. Veteran actor James Woods posed two questions for Dr. Anthony Fauci following the emergence of revealing emails showing the way the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases had handled key aspects of the Chinese coronavirus behind the scenes over the last year. What did he know? When did he know it? The Once Upon a Time in America star asked alongside a photo of the White House medical advisor. Woods' questions coincide with mounting controversies and calls to fire Dr. Fauci following the emergence of revealing emails obtained by The Washington Post and BuzzFeed. One of the emails revealed the concerns of a top Scripps researcher, who was worried the China virus could look engineered. Another email shows how Fauci recommended canceling religious services March 5, 2020, only to give campaign rallies and cruise ships the green light to resume operations with healthy people less than a week later. Yet another revealing email shows the White House medical advisor explaining that a typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. In the email to Sylvia Burwell, president of American University and former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, Fauci said, "Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infections. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit and keep out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very sick, low-risk location. Your instincts are correct, money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines." Additionally, another email shows NIAID Principal Deputy Director Joaquin Claus responding to an email from Fauci, writing, "It is essential the two speak together about a scientific paper about experiments performed before the gain-of-function pause," as Breitbart News detailed. Fauci has since admitted that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab but denies any role in gain-of-function research, despite Senator Rand Paul, RKY, contending the immunologist committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments. James Woods has continued to call out Fauci on social media, responding to reports of what might be the world's first human case of the H10N3 strain of bird flu. "Bad news, a new Chinese virus. Good news, the Chinese government assures us that the risk of large-scale spread is low. Dr. Fauci will confirm as soon as he's done erasing his emails," Woods remarked. Woods also shared a clip of Fauci, purportedly dated January 10, 2017, where he states there is no question that the next administration will face challenges in the arena of infectious diseases and deal with a surprise outbreak.